We're back to regular programming after a couple of long weekends. Here are some highlights for the week ahead. For weather watchers, as far as fall weather goes, the week ahead is looking to be pretty standard. There will be rain and showers, with a few sunny breaks. Throughout the week, the temperatures will remain mild. You can check out the new West Weatherhood forecast on the Record's website for the latest hyperlocal weather. For City Council watchers, Council hasn't had a regular meeting for a couple of weeks because of holidays, but it returns to action on Monday, October 16. At an afternoon workshop, Council will be asked to provide staff with direction on three scenarios related to the 2024 General Fund capital budget. The options range from $162.50 to $225.4 million over the five-year capital plan. The evening's agenda includes reports on a train whistle cessation, the Burnaby, New Westminster Task Force on Sexually Exploited and At-Risk Youth. 10 items are on the consent agenda, which means they're approved unless Council pulls the report for discussion purposes. They range from Council meeting schedules to noise exemptions for a couple of downtown projects. One of the items we will be keeping an eye on as an update on is the Westminster Pier Park fire site. That report includes information on an insurance claim related to the fire that destroyed part of the park on September 13, 2020. The insurers provided a final written settlement offer of $30 million in June 2023, including $10 million that the city had been advanced, and the city has accepted the offer. Now that the insurance claim has been resolved, the city will create a reserve for the monies and will embark on engagement with First Nations leaders and community members about future plans for the site. Information reports included in Monday's council agenda deal with the city's outdoor pools, the 2023 homeless count and community grant program. There will also be delegations addressing council. For police watchers, the New Westminster Police Board's monthly meeting is on Tuesday, October 17 at 9:30 a.m. As of Friday afternoon, no agenda had been posted. We're guessing there is a monthly crime statistics report and a budget update, as well as other items on the agenda, but we can't be sure until the agenda is posted. For school board watchers, no meeting this week. The regular board meeting is next week on Tuesday, October 24. For everyone, community events, the 12th Annual New West Film Fest, taking place from Friday, October 20 to Sunday, October 23, features independent films from around the world. It's taking place at New Westminster Landmark Cinema, 800 Carnarvon Street. New West Farmers Market is close to wrapping up its season on November 2. You can check it out this week's market on Thursday, October 19 from 3 to 7 p.m. at Tipperary Park, next to City Hall. For performance lovers, live music and theater, Juno-nominated musicians Octopus bring their high-energy show to Massey Theatre on Saturday, October 21 at 7:30 p.m. The group, comprised of 8 musicians, is primarily devoted to klezmer, the musical heritage of Eastern European Jews, distinguished by a novel approach that incorporates various components of the classical and Quebecois repertoire, with some jazz and Balkan accents. Reviews suggest this one will be a memorable show. The New Westminster Symphony kicks off its 2023-24 season with May the Music Be With You, the movie scores of John Williams and other noted film composers. It's taking place in the Sanctuary on 6th, formerly Queens Avenue United Church, at 529 Queens Avenue on Sunday, October 22 from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Attendees will hear music from films including Star Wars, E.T., Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, Harry Potter, Beauty and the Beast, Pirates of the Caribbean, West Side Story and more. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. Admission is by donation. For art lovers, shows around town. The Best of the Crawl, a group exhibit, features the works of more than 20 local artists who participated in this year's New West Cultural Crawl, October 14 and 15. Running until October 29, you can catch it Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., in the gallery in Queen's Park. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. Measure, the latest exhibit in the new media gallery, runs until December 10. You'll find it in Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street. Do you have a new Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Teresa McManus at tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.